Hi guys, welcome to my newest Q&A. I have about 20 questions here, I believe. I posted that I was gonna do a new Q&A in March, and I just now got about 20 questions, so, I mean, do you guys want to hear the fluff? Like, it's been a year since I posted a Q&A, and I don't know, let's just jump right in. I'm not the best with introductions. Hoi Hallie! Thank you for the books. I am so honored to answer your questions right now. Hold on, I'm gonna take out my headphones because I just want to have a conversation with you, and I feel like hearing myself like talk in my headphones is just preventing me from thinking, so sorry. Is there something you strive to achieve career-wise or VA-wise? Well, I definitely have my dream career right now. It combines just everything that I've loved growing up, and it combines my choice of work-life balance. And I wouldn't choose to do anything else. I don't know. I mean, the other thing that I would do is an anonymous, I don't even want to use the word influencer, an anonymous creator account on another social media platform. Because I have an idea for one, and I think it's in its earlier stages, but I think it really would encompass a lot of the creativity and just expression that I'm kind of craving for that side of my life. I don't even know how to describe that. VA-wise, oh my goodness. My approach to voice acting has really changed. I mean, I'm always striving to improve, and it's, you guys know, I say this in a lot of chit-chats, Q&As, I'm sick of learning. I'm sick of making these mistakes. I recently made a mistake in my most recent audio, and the one before that too, and I'm learning from each of these mistakes, but dang it, like, I don't have a system down pat. It's things you would think that you would know right off the bat. Like, I think my last audio was a bit slow, and it was a bit slow. It was a slice of life, and it was a slow burn, as some may say, but it was just a bit slow, and so I'm just now getting to a point where I'm actually outlining a problem and a solution for each audio that should have been done, like, or I should have had that system like months, years in advance, and I'm just now implementing that because months and years ago I was focused on that dang harsh S, which I think I've taken care of, I hope. But there's just always something that I'm improving on, and I think I want to get to a point where I have a system. I want an ABC system. I want to be able to track how long each audio will take me to write, record, and edit. I don't want to guess anymore. I didn't announce this. I was going to, but I figured I'm done announcing things because I love to go back on my words, so no more announcements. Right now, I'm just focused on writing shorter audios with a really grappling story so that they're just engaging and making up for that loss of like 5 minutes. I just think it'll help me also upload more frequently because 4 weeks is not it. 4 weeks is unacceptable. I know, and I'm not just lounging around like just uploading whenever. These audios are on my mind for 4 weeks and I start to hate them. So I'm just dialing back in the amount of time for both the editing process and the final product. I'm just dialing it back about 5 minutes, so part one and part two, so that's about 10 minutes or 1,000 words cut off the entire script, and I hopefully can just upload more frequently with this change. So I guess to summarize my answer, I just strive to have a system that works that I can rely on for my audios and the editing process. Your next question is, do you like traveling? If so, what would be your top 5 destination or countries you would like to visit? I like traveling. I do. I don't know if I have a traveling hunger right now. I don't really have an urge to travel right now. I've always been such a homebody, so I've just been loving. Especially because now, it's getting colder outside, and I'm kind of like fighting the urge to go into hermit mode. I just want to cook warm meals, and I love my blankets, and I like being home right now. But I do like traveling in general. It's not something that's always on my mind as like a goal, but it's always it's a nice to have. Top 5? I don't even know if I have a top 2. I don't think about the location as much as I do the vibe of the location. I like fairy tale type nature spots, places that just make you feel like you're in a storybook. I don't like a lot of bustling cities. I don't like, I don't like residential, like, how do I explain it? I wouldn't want to go to a very populated place. I kind of like the cozier, quieter, like, mountainous, beachy, tropical places that just nature is the destination. I don't know where that is. I haven't done much research on it since traveling myself this summer. Because I haven't really been thinking about it. I've just been really liking being home, and I don't know. But yes, I do like traveling. I'm just not a travel fiend. I'm not, like, it's not always on my mind. Florian. Hi, Florian. You asked, hey, I'm just listening to some of your Q&As where you mentioned that you sometimes ramble about random things while doing chores, your skincare, and your hair. Would you share those kinds of spontaneous thoughts here on Patreon, even if they're not perfectly polished? I noticed that in your older audio... Oh, that's a different question. Sorry. So first question. I do share some of my chit-chats and rambles, and I do kind of edit them so that I'm just not... Like, what I usually edit out is the or the hmm, or the pauses, or like that. I didn't edit that one out, but I just like these kind of stuttering moments, just because I don't think that they're very interesting to listen to, and they can just make the chit-chat a lot longer than it needs to be. Or I usually edit it so that it makes more sense to you, because I'm often talking in circles, reframing things, and it can get kind of confusing. But I mean, sure, I don't usually, when I'm talking to myself, I'm not always in the mood to sit down and record. I kind of have to be in a mindset to sit in front of the mics and talk. Like, I put off recording this chit chat for a couple days just because I wasn't in the talking mood. Not even to myself, really. I was just chilling, you know, vibing. And I just felt like talking to you guys today, so it's the perfect time to just have a conversation. I mean, I try to share spontaneous thoughts like that. There's actually a chit chat that I haven't uploaded because I was kind of like freaking out a little bit, and I just don't like, maybe I'll upload it. I was just upset because I couldn't guess who the mole was from the show The Mole on Netflix. So I just kind of went into this like existential identity crisis. And I mean, if you're asking for things like that, it's hard for me to put that on the internet where I can't take it off. So yeah, it's just some of these thoughts I have are a little bit crazy. But yeah, I mean, I'd be open to sharing some more spontaneous thoughts. I think, are you asking for more chit chats? Because I can kind of be a little bit sparse when it comes to chit chats because I'm focusing on a 4-week audio, but that's a different story. Your next question. I noticed that in your older audios, you use a different channel name. Why did you change it, and what's the story or origin behind your old and current name? My old name, it had... I don't even want to say my old name because it's a reference to my real name. So, I don't really... I changed it because it has KYS in it, and I felt like it was just weird. And I'm sure no one saw it that way, but it's just... Also, I did... It said, like, it had an ASMR reference in it. I don't really do ASMR every time. I'll add, like, some ASMR triggers, but I'm mainly an audio channel. What's the story or origin behind your old and current name? So, Moonberry Audio, it was so random. I just thought of Moonberry. Two things that I think are cute, I just put them together. Moons are a very feminine symbol, and I like that moons are kind of associated with darkness and mysteriousness. Mystery, that's the word, mystery, mysteriousness. Just resonates with me. Berry was just a little cute, like, add-on to it. So Moonberry Audio, it was just kind of, it wasn't like a deep thing for me. I just kind of thought, what sounds cute? And yeah. Which of your audios are most often requested, and which are the most watched? As in my form, you guys request very different things. I mean, you guys, I think a favorite among all of you are friends to lovers and girlfriends. But in terms of the story type, there's just a range of things you guys request. And I still don't entirely understand the pattern. I'm always asking myself what to post, what to write. And I try whenever I can to post polls, but in order to have a poll, I have to have multiple ideas. And sometimes I don't have multiple ideas for you to choose from, so I just kind of go what I think works, and it never does, because what I think won't work, what I think will quote-unquote flop, does well, and what I think they're gonna love this, it's not watched. So I don't really know who you guys are and what you want, and it's just, that's something that I also kind of want to improve on too. I don't know what you're looking for, because I'll think I finally figured them out, and then you guys will like, it's like, you guys really love this, like, dom, girlfriend, like, comfort audio, so it's like, okay, I understand them, and I was like, they're not gonna like this friends to lovers one, though, because I'm kind of yelling, and I'm kind of getting on the minute, I'm kind of just a little bit more aggressive in that one, less comforting, and that one blew up more than the dom one, so I'm like, I don't know, I have no clue, I'm just always guessing, so I don't know which audios are the most watched. I know in hindsight, but I don't know what's gonna do that. So I'm just kind of, I guess my best, I think my best bet is just let you guys vote when I can, you know, and have you guys tell me what you want to hear next. Ooh, what does your boyfriend think about your audios? And is there anything you wouldn't record aside from NSFW content? Okay. All right, so he does not listen to my audios. He'll like press the video every now and then, just curious, but he won't sit through and listen. The last time he did that was when I posted a tutor roleplay. He was not happy with that roleplay because there was a kiss in there. And we had a whole discussion. He said he wasn't comfortable with kissing in the audios and whatnot. And you know, for a while I was okay with that, but then I realized you guys really like your kisses. You guys like kisses, so I kind of had to sit down with him. And I'm like, hey, you gotta let me do my job. I guess in some respects, I don't really feel like an actress. I feel more like a writer. I feel more like an artist than... I mean, actresses are artists, but I feel more like a creator than an actress. But it kind of reminds me of just people who date actresses. They have to do scenes with people and sometimes kiss them, and their boyfriends have to watch that. And it's just, you know? So I just had to sit down with him and say, hey, I gotta do these kisses. They like the kisses, okay? And I'm still really... I'm not full-on making out all the time. I kind of keep my kisses... a little bit sparse, but I do them, I incorporate them, and my writing's gotten a little bit more mature, and he's kind of just over the months and years just accepted that, you know, I'm gonna get a little bit flirty and do some kisses and do some cuddling and some making out and some suggestive words, and you know, that's just how it's gonna be. When there's a particularly kind of mature script, I will run it by him, and he'll roll his eyes these days and just kind of laugh and stuff, and he's fine with it. He's grown to be. He understands that this is my job. I'm working, I'm writing, I'm being creative, I'm adding spice, and it's not personal. I'm not personally engaging in these acts with you, even though it's a very intimate and unique kind of relationship. But yeah, he's pressed on a couple videos, and I'll just like scream, ah, turn it off, like, what are you doing? He'll laugh and stuff and make fun. There was one time we were on the phone and he was listening, he pressed one of my audio, I think it was the girlfriend joins you on the couch, and he was listening to that audio, like the beginning of it, and I was on the phone with him, and then my character's like, what did she say? Oh, she was like, baby? Baby? And he thought that I called him on the phone. And he's like, yeah? I was like, what are you? Well, that was funny. But I do get really real in my audios. I do kind of, you know, like, act out things that I've experienced before with him, so it can get really real. And I think, you know, it's just hard to adjust to me sharing those types of experiences with other people, albeit indirectly, but still. So what was the question? And is there anything you wouldn't record aside from NSFW content? And by NSFW, I mean full-on porn. I won't record that. But we can do some, like, we can have some, like, makeout sessions. That's fine. I'm not gonna record any mommy audio, any mommy audios. I probably won't record any catgirl audios. I'd love to record some more fantasy audios, but I know you guys aren't gonna listen to them. I'm not gonna record any high school role plays, even if the characters are over 18, which they always are. I did record one in the past, and I think I was able to write that one because I was a lot closer in age to an 18-year-old high schooler. I think my audios age as I age, and their experiences change with my experiences. And I'm just not comfortable writing a high school roleplay. Like, let me think. Anything else I wouldn't record? I would not record cheating. I can do a lot of other weird stuff, like maniacal stuff, but I'm not gonna record cheating. Spoonie McSpoonface asked, what book has had the most influence on you? Oh my god, because I pull little things from each of the books I read. Recently, I've been reading Hoi Halle's Gift, one of Hoi Halle's gifts, Dopamine Nation, and that's been, I'm halfway through that book and I got it yesterday. I have to stop myself from, like, binge reading books, but that has had such an impact on me recently. I mean, it's been a day. I've just been resonating with, like, a lot of what she's saying in this book. It's about addiction, and I don't have any, besides the big two, sugar and smartphones, and I don't have the third big one, caffeine, thankfully. I'm just taking little lessons from the stories of people with addiction, which is the point of the book, but I've already kind of implemented some of these things into my life, like how to get off of my phone so much, or even how to not lose myself in reading and neglect my work, for example. But I'm not finished with that book yet, but if I had to say the most influence, I was also reading Joyful, which I love. But it's weird because Joyful is kind of contradicting a little bit of what's said in Dopamine Nation, so I'm like, oh, okay, it's really good. It's good to get, like, different pieces of evidence and just, oh, that makes sense, but so does this, but parts of this, and so I'm gonna jumble that in my head and come out with a clear plan of action. And Joyful is about how to bring joy into your environment. And you know what, I think I would also, I haven't started it yet, but I did start it kind of reading the preview on Google Books, The Enchanted Life. It's about finding, like, the joy of everyday little things in life and kind of bringing fantasy into your life. And just, I'm getting off topic and I'm trying not to edit this too much because who was it that asked? Florian wants more spontaneous, less than perfectly polished thoughts, so I'm trying to just leave a little bit of the rambling in there. But to answer your freaking question, I would say that Joyful has had the most impact on me recently, and I just kind of refreshed my environment and kind of embraced color a little bit more and expression and creativity. It's all about bringing joy into your environment, whether it's in your furniture or your clothes. It's a design book, essentially. And I'm still, like, you know, trying to figure out apartment decorating. We're still trying to get main, like, we still have to get a bedside table and some lamps. I think there's a pattern in the kind of books that I'm drawn to, because The Enchanted Life is very similar in that it's just about the little things and little pieces of joy in that. And I've always really appreciated the little things, and I've just kind of gotten most of my enjoyment from the little things, hence why I just love to be in my home, because there's so many little things that I appreciate in my home. And I've kind of always been drawn to the smaller, more mundane parts of life, because those are just enough to make me happy but not overstimulate me. But I'm really excited to begin reading The Enchanted Life. I'm really excited. I don't need to finish Dopamine Nation, but I'm just very, like, I'm thinking about reading it very soon. It's on the back of my mind, like, what happens next, you know? I love how she incorporates patient stories into her writing, because it kind of, narration's typically a really good way to get across a lot of scientific data, and she does it wonderfully, and I'm just so intrigued, and I just love freaking psychology. Okay, let me get to the next question. Michael, love your audios, Moon. Thank you for taking the time to do these Q&As. You're welcome. Any chance you release a lullaby girlfriend wife roleplay audio? I tried to do that. And I don't have the singing skills for that. I'm a very average singer. Like, I did that in the past and cringe every time I hear that freaking audio for more reasons than one. But I don't know if maybe when I get a little bit more confident in my singing skills at some point in my life, I would like to take singing lessons, just not right now. But that's a really good idea, and I wish I could say that I would do it soon, but I don't know if I can promise that. How do you make a long distance relationship work? Ooh, guys, I was in a long distance relationship for high school, was 2 years, then 2 years in college, so 4, then COVID. Oh, but you know what? When did we move in? We spent 2 summers together. It's blurry. It's been 8 years total. I just want to say 5 or 6. And I think the main thing, we went to sleep on the phone every night together. I freaking talked to him whenever I could. I texted him throughout the day. I called him sometimes middle of the day. Have a shared hobby or a shared activity. For us in the beginning, it was playing video games online. Still love Nintendo games, and that remains one of our shared activities. So we watch Netflix on the same screen at the same time through teleparty. We just hung out over the phone a lot. When he was sick or when I was sick, we just spend, even in college, even if we were on different campuses, and we'd have 12-hour calls throughout the entire day, just sitting on the phone with the other person while they slept or got better, just coughed and sneezed. Just spent a lot of time talking together. But we also had in-person visits very frequently. And so I would stay with him and his parents for about 2 weeks at a time during holidays. His parents were just really supportive, very supportive. And that continued, and it continued until, I'm going to go there for holidays now, but we live together. So I think it's important to have in-person visits planned, scheduled, and have them very frequently. It's really good that we set a foundation, like a connection based on conversations. So it's easier to be apart because that was the foundation rather than the physical. So that's how we made it work. We moved in with each other just in time because I was getting very sick of long distance. And I think it was because I had experienced 2 summers living with him, and we just had more frequent visits, and it was just like, I want you in your entirety now. Okay. Do you have any tattoos? And if not, would you get one? Still Michael. No, I don't have any tattoos, and no, I'm probably not gonna get one because I don't want to mark up my skin, especially when it's prone to stretching, fading. I don't know, I've just never been a tattoo person. I express myself in a lot of other ways that I think is sufficient. I like to have different phases, and I don't think a tattoo would match up with each of my different phases or moods. I just want to be able to change my types of expression, and tattoos are permanent. Favorite sad song? FKA Twigs. Is that how you say her name? Cellophane? Wait, what's that song called? Godspeed by Frank Ocean is a favorite sad song of mine. I don't typically listen to songs for their lyrics, but sometimes just the melody sounds very emotional and it just evokes a reaction. I have a playlist of emotional songs. Ghostin' by Ariana Grande. Treat Myself by Victoria Justice. And Driver's License, of course, by Olivia Rodrigo. If you had to choose one exercise for the rest of your life, what would it be? Bulgarian split squats. Because they just build your freaking leg muscles, and they're just hard as I don't know what, but they're they are effective. Okay, thank you, Michael, for all your questions.
Oh.
I think for dinner, shrimp, beans, or maybe shrimp and spinach pasta. Ethan, what other hobbies do you have or like to do when you're not creating audios? Reading, playing video games with my boyfriend or watching him play and commenting on them. We're currently playing Echoes of Wisdom. That's it. I exercise because I have to. What do I like to do? That's all I can say. I don't really have any more hobbies. I don't love to go out, but when I do, it's like I like to do something artistic. It's really, thinking about it, it's so weird. Like, what are my hobbies? What got you into VA? By Dumbrunts? Dumbrunts. My dad got me a microphone. I was gonna do traditional ASMR, mouth sounds, things of that nature. And I came across boyfriend audio in searching for regular ASMR. I came across boyfriend audios of videos, which aren't the soft-spoken traditional ASMR, but I was like, that's really interesting. I listened to his audios for a couple of days. I was like very fascinated, and I just kind of picked up the microphone one day, and it was just a little hobby, like a little something to do during quarantine, just something to fill my time, a way to connect with people. Something about online communication is just easier and better and more fun for me, and just it was something fun for quarantine, you know? JJ, do you have any favorite audios that you like to listen to? Any of mine? No, I don't like to go back to my audios because there's always something I find that I don't like about them. Favorite audios in general? I like Atmosphere ASMR's roleplay. She was like a little creature who was outside of your window. She was like tapping on the window saying, "Let me in, let me in." And it was really fascinating. I like that audio, but I don't really listen to audios because I think just knowing what goes into them, I don't know. I'm not really a listener of ASMR as much as I used to be. Code words. Who or what would you say has influenced your style of roleplay the most? Moonlight Cottage ASMR is just a wonderful creator. I think her realism is just amazing and it's just the standard. She just has a very realistic kind of background, sound effects, like setting. Her settings in the background are really just real. Very soothing voice, very good mic quality. She's just someone that I look up to in terms of quality. In terms of who has influenced my style of roleplay, I kind of have just been trying to see what you guys like, what kind of quote-unquote blows up. Although it's not working. I told you it's not working. Like, first I thought you guys liked comforting, soft-spoken sleep aids, so I'll just go like ear to ear. Like, how are you doing this morning? But then, when I was yelling into you guys' ear, like, how could you do this? How could you say you love her and you guys loved it? So I think I'm just trying to follow what I think you guys would like. And I just don't know what that is. So that's why things may seem a little bit back and forth with me in terms of the style of my roleplays, soft spoken versus normal spoken. I could benefit from some system. Tristan Backman asked, why did you pick the name Moonberry Audio? Oh, I answered this one. It was, just to reiterate, it was just kind of a random spur of the moment choice. The moon is a very feminine, mysterious, womanly figure. Berry just kind of felt cute to put with moon, and it just became something that I love. Moonberry. And I like the colors that are associated with the moon, like deep purples and what have you. Yeah, Moonberry Audio. What are your personal favorite audios to make? Asked by Dame. Improvised sleep aids are just the least stressful to record and edit. They're not stressful at all to record or edit. Just ones where I'm just literally sitting in front of the microphones, just whispering or soft speaking. Sweet Nothings, those are my favorites. They're the least stressful, the easiest, the most enjoyable, the most laid back. Jason Johnson. Hello, Jason. It's so good to hear from you. While growing up, did you ever thought about a professional career that you wanted to pursue but never had the chance to go for it? Growing up, I wanted to be a talk show host. I was really different when I was a child, which makes sense. I wanted to be, what else? I wanted to be an artist, like a painter. I wanted to be a photographer. I wanted to be a filmmaker. I want to be a writer. I want to write novels, but then I realized I don't have the attention span for that. In college, I was gonna go into marketing, which would have been a disaster. Oh, but never had the chance to go for it. I didn't actually pursue any of these careers. In college, I felt unable to pursue anything creative because I was in college, and we were in college to get a degree to go into the workforce, which was primarily academia, grad school, or corporate America that people were going for. And I just kind of thought, okay, that's what I should go for too. Felt miserable and didn't quite ever click with the job search, or just didn't click with any of it. I just did not feel like excited. I did not feel excited for any of those careers. I just kind of felt like, sure, I think I could do this, which is why I'm very grateful that I found this type of work. Because I feel like it just combines everything that I love into something that can actually make me an income and won't stress me out while doing it. I'm gonna cry. Like, I just feel grateful because this kind of just happened and I love it. I think this is where I was meant to be, and I'm just grateful for those of you who are here. Not just to those who are listening, but even to those who aren't listening right now, who are just members of my Patreon, to viewers who just watch my videos and help me make ad revenue. Thank you. Because you're really supporting me here. You're really allowing me to do this. So, I don't know, y'all. I'm just, thank you. And on that note, that was the last question. Thank you, Jason. How are you? Thank you guys for listening and for leaving questions. And I will see you in the comments or underneath my next audio. Bye.